This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.
I'm here today in Sligo, in the Sligo Children's Community Garden, and I'm with Kylie, and I'm going to chat to her in relation to the Bestie Project, which is Befriending for Digital and Social Inclusion. And I really love the idea that they've got here, and Kylie's going to tell you more about the project and where the idea came from and how other countries could replicate something similar. So I'll hand you over to Kylie now, and she'll tell you about their project.
Hi. All right, well, I'll start at the beginning. I'll be brief. We set up 2020, before lockdown, before all of that happened. And basically the Sligo Woodland School, which is still on the site, which is next door to us, our children were involved in one way or another, and through that we got to be in this magnificent space here in Sligo. And there was a polytunnel next door that had been empty, that hadn't been in use, and a few of us kind of just said, well, look, let's make something. And so that's where we began, and the Sligo Children's Community Garden was set up. Then of course, with the world events that happened, it was slow going, but actually that was exactly what the project needed and what it is. It's slow going, and that's okay, because what we're building are community bonds. And, you know, certain things like this area here, we want to create a no dig area. We've wanted to do that for about 2 years. It's okay, these things take time, it will happen. So the most important part is that it's a safe space for families, and we try to be all inclusive. Everybody's welcome, and we get to be here in this beautiful space, gardening, learning about biodiversity, having an appreciation of the wild space, because it's very wild. So that's the roots of it.
And I know you were set up, it's set up by mums, but it's for everybody. So it's not just for children, it's for grandparents and people that maybe feel isolated. And I know you've new members of the Sligo community come in as well.
Yeah. Well, so like our primary focus in the beginning would have been for families, for children to be in the space, learning about biodiversity and sustainability and all these good, wonderful things that we all need to be learning about. Then we got involved with the Community Foundation, and we had a really gorgeous project for older generations to come up, sit around the fire, tell stories, share with the children, just be a part of something. The timing of that was lovely, because after COVID, a lot of older people, even though restrictions were lifted, they were the most isolated, and there was still a lot of fear. So it was nice to be able to say, come to the space, it's an outdoor space, let's reconnect. And at the moment, at the next event that we've got, we're doing a clothes swap. Now, I know Corja did one for adults' clothes. We're going to do one for children's clothes, because there are so many children's clothes out there. And I think there's a demand for it. And it's very important to us that we get the community from Globe House coming over, the new Ukrainian refugee community coming over, as well as everybody, all our regular people, and hopefully some new people who've never been to see us before. And I think that's, you know, you find something like that, that's a common thread, and it's a way to draw people in.
Absolutely love that idea, and also it's saving the clothes from going to landfill, which is so important. I think there's so many millions of tons of clothes that end up in landfill, and you're actually helping people out. I suppose it would be like it wouldn't cost people a lot of money to come and swap their clothes.
No, look, I mean, we're suggesting a €5 donation, but honestly, it's for everybody. Even if you don't have any clothes, if you are expecting a newborn, and so you obviously don't have anything to swap, or if you just have very little, do you know, it's not a thing of, oh, you have to give us something to get something. We want everyone to come. Do you know, we don't want these clothes ending up in landfill. We want it shared amongst the community, to teach people as well about sustainability. And I don't know, just as well, and it's another way to break down barriers and get the bonds forming in the community. And do you know, that's what we love.
And it's so needed as well, especially after COVID. I think people are still feeling isolated, and especially people that might be new to the area and don't know where to go, or they don't know what's out there. And this is such a lovely space. I know you have the Mucky Tots toddler group on a Monday.
Yeah.
And then you have like the campfires where people come and tell stories, and you've the brand new, is it Story Shed?
Yeah, that's the Story Shed. That's Ruth's baby. And it's having a space for people to tell stories, to share stories. That's where the idea was born. And I have workshops to do with sustainability, nature and art. She's the person to talk to about the shade, because it really is her baby. She's put so much love into it. But yeah, that's another new thing that we've been able to build and create, and hopefully now going forward, when it's all done, it will be a workshop space where we can do different workshops. I know we've got a beautiful mum who comes to the Tots group, who does mindfulness workshops. And she has spoken to us about doing a mindfulness workshop for adults. So there's a lot of potential there. There's a lot to build on. And that's a really beautiful project that's going to be ongoing. Obviously, it's part of us now. So there's only room for growth there.
I can't wait to see what you come up with next, because I've been here to draw in projects, and I just find that there's such a welcome, and I love the fact that it's 90% tea, because when you've got a cup of tea, you've got everything, and that's kind of really the ethos. So how do people become a member if they want to?
Well, we have a website. It's sligochildrenscommunitygarden.com. I think it's .com.
That's okay.
I don't think it's .ie. It's definitely .com. Yeah. So on there you can find the membership form, and then there's the link to pay the membership fee. It's for the year, and all of that money gets reinvested back into the endless amount of things that do you know, it's things like when we have groups here, we always try to provide food, not gourmet meals, just, you know, snacks and tea and coffee and tea, and or other things like buying our seeds, buying our materials, do you know, all that money, it's goes right back into the garden. So it's a small amount. And then, well, this is one thing that we, in the beginning when we set ourselves up, I think we had this idea of members being able to come up here whenever they want. No. Because of insurance, that actually can't happen.
Okay.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So that's another thing that we'd like to, when people come up, a member of the committee needs to be here. Okay. It's an insurance thing.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that's changed from when we first met. And so we've got the groups, and we've got the workshops that we do from time to time, and the different days, and then we have the family fire once a month where people, like you said, come sit around the fire, have some marshmallows, chat, tell stories. Trish is really good with getting the kids to, you know, teach them about fire safety, or even just using the flint to try and light the fire. It's hours of entertainment. So one thing we'd like to get going is having an afternoon that's just about gardening. You know, because the Tots group, there's a lot of stuff that gets done, but it's about the kids actually. So
that's great. It's a really lovely idea, and we'll put the links so that people can find out more about you. And I'd love to see something like this all over Europe, because it would be a wonderful idea. And thanks so much, Kylie, for telling me more about it.
Yeah,
so thank you.
Well, I think as well, like for me personally, one of the biggest draws to setting this place up was a mental health point of view.
Yeah.
Do you know, I suffered a lot with postnatal depression. Mm-hmm. I felt very isolated as a mum. And that was, my kids are, you know, 4 and 7. So that was a long time ago, before any of the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
So really, it would be lovely if this was a thing that, for mental health,
yes,
throughout Europe, throughout the world,
100%, and it's so needed. Yeah. And there's a big thing now about social prescribing, and I know one of our other projects was to do with social prescribing, and it was about finding the thing that helps the individual person rather than it's not a one size fits all. So it was basically, what are they interested in? And if this was a garden space, how lovely would it be for any age to come and join in and do a bit of gardening, clear their head, have a couple of hours away. Like, this is a really safe space, and it's safe for all ages, and it's not near the road. Like, it's just such a lovely place.
And we're not in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. You're so close to town. You're literally about 5 minutes away from Sligo town.
Exactly.
But so many people don't know that it's here.
Yeah.
So it's important, I think, to tell people that you're here and how they can get involved. And I think the mental health aspect, I know from my own point of view that I had my own mental health issues, and it was about trying to find a place where I felt comfortable and really not judged.
Yes.
You know, that I could fit in, and maybe on the days where I didn't feel like talking to people, that was okay.
Yeah.
And then days where I was okay, that was okay too. So it's so important to get the message out that if we don't talk about mental health issues, it just creates a stigma.
Yes.
So I think it's very important to say to people, we all have days like that, we all have times like that, and it's very isolating when you're a mum and you're maybe at home for hours on end with young children and maybe the TV on, and it's really not good for your head.
No, no.
And especially if you don't have family in the area.
Yeah.
So this is a great space, and I know, like, there's the lady that lives nearby that's come and told you the history of the place.
Oh,
and
Anita.
Yes.
Anita, she's our guardian angel. She's as much as part of this place as, do you know?
Yes.
She's essential to us. She's a guardian of the woods.
Ah, that's,
do you know,
lovely.
She's she looks after the woods if people are littering. The amount of times I've arrived and I've seen her coming down the hill with a bag of rubbish, because she's gone up there and she's found, do you know, like, those woods are a public space, lots of people use them, and she's found rubbish, and she's a 70-year-old woman walking down the hill with bags of rubbish. And but she's also a great example of why gardening is so good for you in so many ways.
Yeah.
So she's, do you know, I think she actually grew up in that house.
I think she was telling me she did. I met her on the drawing class, and she was telling me about the area, because this used to be the grounds. There was a big house near here.
Yeah.
It's not here anymore. And this was the grounds of the house. So there's like acres of all different land. There's the wild meadows here, and then there's the forest. So it's just, there's so much biodiversity in one place, and we're very close to Loch Gill as well.
Mm.
So you've got all the wildlife from there, and then we're very near to the Cleaver running track now, where they're doing all the different things there, the council are doing, and it's going to be a great space. It already is. So it's just nice to find the history as well, and it brings it to life. Especially I was watching the children listening to her telling the story of how it used to be.
Yes.
And that it did belong to a big house, and it's just great, because I find we're going to lose that if we don't preserve it, if we don't talk to people that lived here. So that's another benefit. So this garden, really, it ticks so many boxes for everybody, and it's not just about the gardening, it's about the people and the connections. And that's what I love about that.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, last year the only we managed to grow tomatoes and pumpkins very successfully, and those were probably our only two major crops, and that's okay because, like you said, it was about the people. Do you know?
Yeah.
And we were able to then, we had a harvest day party where we made food out of the stuff that we'd grown, and people brought stuff, and it was just such a lovely day. People walking around, having a cup of tea, having a bowl of food, just enjoying the space. And that's what it's about. It's about the people and the families who use the space, who need the space.
That's excellent, Kylie. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today. And we'll be putting this podcast up on our website on Momentum. And also we'll be linking back to the Bestie project, which is this is just a perfect example for. So thank you so much.
This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.